Welcome back to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and I have in studio with me Anne-Marie Wallace of Lutheran Senior Services and a very special guest on a very special day, President John Kotowski of the Lutheran Senior Services, to celebrate what, Anne-Marie?
Today is a very special day, and we're really excited to be here because it is LSS's 158th birthday today.
That's fantastic. 158?
158 years. So we were founded on December 1st in 1858. And so over a long span of time, we've kind of been impacting the community around us. And so today, what better way to celebrate than to have our president and CEO with us so that we can kind of reflect a little bit on what's been happening over 158 years.
And we're going to reflect on this by having some sort of game, I hear. But John, welcome. Let me say welcome to you first as well.
It's a pleasure and delight to be with you this morning.
Can you just tell the listeners real fast, how long have you been with Lutheran Senior Services and kind of what does a president do?
Well, I will be celebrating my 10th anniversary with Lutheran Senior Services in 2017.
Okay.
And I wake up every day knowing that this is what God has prepared me for to do in my life. And I know that calling is to serve God by serving older adults.
That's fantastic. You want to take us into this fun time?
So.
I'm terrified.
Do not be terrified. Please don't. So in preparation, because of course I looked ahead on the calendar and knew that our birthday was falling on a day when we were going to be coming into KFUO. Jonathan, we're going to play a little game this morning, and I know you're super excited.
It looks like Jeopardy.
It is. It is a combination of Jeopardy and a little bit of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire at the same time.
Okay.
So we've got some lovely categories here. History, serving as Christ would serve, the Lutheran Connection, In the News, and acronyms. There's a amount, and you can pick whichever card you want, just like in Jeopardy. But let's say that you don't know the answer. We have John here, who's going to be your lifeline. So he'll be able to help you out a little bit in case you don't know the answer. Now, for all of those that are listening, don't think that we are terrible people because we gave Jonathan material in advance to study. So really, we're testing to see how well did he study.
I'm a poor student. So is this like, I know a little bit about Jeopardy, so I'll know how to be like, say, give me, you know, the Lutheran Connection for $200, and do I have to answer in, like, question format, too?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
We're going to be super official today.
But, like, with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you get that lifeline, like, once, right?
Well, and we are also a very generous organization in the fact that we'll let you have multiple lifelines, and that's why John is going to provide some assistance for you, should you need it. But I have great confidence.
Oh, my goodness. It is misplaced, Anne-Marie. It is misplaced. But it's good to have a ringer in studio with me. Well, just want to jump into this.
Go for it.
I mentioned the Lutheran Connection for $200 before, so let's just
the Lutheran Connection for $200.
Alex.
In 1839, the founder of LSS had immigrated from Germany to Perry County, Missouri. He was a close friend, co-worker, and brother-in-law to this famous Lutheran.
In 1839?
In 1839.
Now, if I guess it wrong, does that hurt me?
You don't get the fake money.
The fake money? It's like Table Talk Radio points. This is great. I'm just going to say, who was C.F.W. Walther?
You are correct.
Hey, look at that.
There we go. Yes, both of them immigrated to Perry County. They worked together there at some of the Lutheran churches, and they actually were very close. So there's the Lutheran connection there.
They actually worked on building the log cabin seminary.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so buddies. And, you know, you gave it away with famous Lutheran, because there weren't a lot of famous Lutherans from that time period.
We have a few. We
I love it. No, it's a great question.
Okay. Pick another category. Or keep going.
In the News for $100.
In the News. $100. In February of 2016, this senior living community located at Highway 6440 and Mason Road in Missouri became the newest addition to the LSS family.
Oh, I feel like that's the one we just talked about a couple weeks ago, but I can't remember. It starts with an M.
It does. Would you like to go to your lifeline?
Yeah, I would.
Mason Point.
Mason Point. What is Mason Point?
Mason Point is our latest care community. It was originally known as the Cedars of Town and Country, and we acquired it. It allowed us to fill in a market void where we didn't have any communities. It's right between Missouri Baptist Hospital, Mercy Hospital, and St. Luke's. And we are the care provider of choice for short-term rehab stays.
Oh, fantastic. And being well-located as well, like just for any kind of need, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, right across the street from the Lutheran Hour Ministries building.
Okay, which I've never seen, but that's good to know.
Ooh, field trip one day.
Yeah.
Pick another category.
We're going to go hardcore with acronyms for 300.
Acronyms for 300. Okay. This is where I will give you letters and you have to tell me what it stands for. RSO.
Oh, I know this one, I think. It is Recognized Service Organization.
You are correct. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
And we've talked about this before because we have a number of recognized service organizations on the show at His Time as a group of people that are trying to do something good in connection with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but not officially owned by the Missouri Synod, but instead recognized by them. You want to maybe fill that in a little bit?
Well, we're actually owned by 105 member congregations.
Oh, wow.
And when you read our bylaws, it says that we are an extension of the ministries of our member congregations. And as an RSO, we're able to do the hands and feet ministry of the church by specifically serving older adults.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good job. That was a hard one. I wasn't sure if you're going to get one, but
yeah,
way to go.
That one's got connections. Lutheran, let's go with history for 200.
History for 200. Here
can
we go.
Can you reach it? I can maybe.
Oh, perfect.
I can look at the back, too, then when I hit it.
No, that would be cheating. Okay. So, in 1972, the Lutheran Convalescent Home moved to its current location on Laclede Station Road in Webster Groves, Missouri. This LSS community is now known as what?
I got to go to a lifeline for that one.
Ooh.
For sure. I got no hope.
It's Laclede Groves.
Oh.
Used to be known as the Lutheran Convalescent Home, and I know a lot about it because when I was 17 years old, it was my first job.
Oh, really? What did you do?
I worked in the kitchen, and I want you to know I am the best dishwasher that Lutheran Senior Services has ever had.
Do you ever get like an afternoon where you throw back and you head down to one of the kitchens again and just get the hands dirty?
It's easy to get your hands dirty.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Good.
So not many organizations can say that their president has worked in multiple aspects of the organization. And I know in speaking with some of our employees who are current dishwashers, we always say, one day you could be president just like John.
Well, and there's a value in knowing the organization from top to bottom, really.
Yes,
and
there
knowing,
is.
Knowing how people are doing what they're doing, where they're doing it, so you can support them.
Okay, pick another category.
Let's go. We haven't done serving as Christ would serve for, we'll cheaply do it for $100. It's kind of blasphemous.
Here we go, $100. Okay, you might need some help on this one based on the last one. So LSS has 9 senior living communities throughout Missouri and Illinois. They offer the full spectrum of living from independent living to assisted living, memory care assisted living, and long-term care. Can you name 2 LSS locations?
Well, Laclede Groves.
Okay, that's slightly cheating.
And, wait, I might not even remember those. It's like 2 minutes ago. The other one was, Mason Point?
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, it was cheating, but it wasn't. I totally, they should have had 3. So why don't we name 2 that I haven't named or that we haven't mentioned?
Merrimack Bluffs, which is in southwest St. Louis County, off of 141. And Breeze Park is in Weldon Springs, St. Charles County, off of I-64.
And really spreading the entire area of the St. Louis, right? Like you mentioned, the Mason Point filled the gap, and that was the only hole. And otherwise, throughout the area, you've got someone somewhere.
Right. Yeah. And we're even across the river in Glen Carbon, Illinois, with Meridian Village.
All right. Yeah. Cool. I like acronyms. I'm just going to fill that one up. Let's go 200.
Acronyms for 200. Oh, we just dropped it. Oh, this is your double jeopardy.
Uh-oh. I don't remember what that means.
Fancy music. Well, you get to wager what you have there.
All
so
of it.
Count it up really quickly. Oh, we're
doing
all of it.
700.
He's got 700 fictitious dollars this morning. Here is your double jeopardy question for $700. LSS is very intentional in training staff and designing spaces which reflect our culture of community. It's why we never use this word when talking about our senior living communities.
But it needs to be an acronym.
Oh, I know, but it's the double jeopardy one, so we're cheating.
You're cheating? Oh, I wouldn't have wagered all the money then. I thought I was in a good spot. Okay, can I hear the question again?
Yes. So LSS is very intentional in training staff and designing spaces which reflect our culture of community. It's why we never use this word when talking about our senior living communities.
Shut-in?
Oh, I think you should go to John
for your
lifeline.
Yeah, I'm going to go to John for this. So I was just talking out loud to myself. John, what do you think I should say?
It's the F word. Facilities.
I was really worried. I was like, we can't say that on the radio, John. Facilities. Okay, so why do we never use the word facilities?
Because we're not about buildings.
Oh, good.
We're about communities.
Right, right.
We build buildings that become the homes of older adults. And homes is where family exists. It's where community exists.
Right.
It's not a facility.
Right. No, it's not about structure. It's about people. That's fantastic.
Again, and LSS is very much all about people. So I think that's a good reflection of who we are.
I still am hungry for an acronym. So I'm going to go back to acronyms again because they're fun.
We'll go for 100. So a CCRC.
Oh, I should know this one. I don't, though. John, help me.
It is a continuing care retirement community.
Ah.
And what that means is we offer the full continuum of care from independent living in either a patio home or an apartment.
Uh-huh.
And as that older adults age in place, they're able to progress into assisted living where you get a little bit more care.
Right.
And we have then skilled nursing care centers that provide the ultimate quality of care for those that have that need.
And a CCRC is a community that has all of that.
All of those phases of the continuum in one place. So the person doesn't have to move.
Right.
And it's really advantageous for couples because a lot of times couples do not age at the same pace.
Yeah.
So maybe the husband needs a little bit more care, moves into assisted living. The wife still is able to have lunch and dinner with him every single day.
Right.
Makes it easy for family and friends when they visit. They don't have to go to two separate places.
Mm. And it's something people don't think about a lot, but very, very important and very challenging when you don't have that kind of an ability.
Okay. What's your next?
I was doing well in the Lutheran connection, so we'll go back to that for 300.
For 300?
Yeah.
You go for the big bucks.
Of course.
Okay. Throughout LSS, we currently have 16 chaplains that offer spiritual support to residents, family members, and staff. And this is actually a multiple choice. They also, so these chaplains are A, available 24/7, B, are an essential part to what we do at LSS, C, host weekly worship services, teach Bible classes, provide grief support.
It's D.
Or D, all of the above.
He said it with a big smile.
It's D, and those are great things to do. So go over those one more time, those three things, because that's very valuable.
Our chaplains are available to our residents, their families, and our staff 24 hours a day. And they are an essential part of who we are. It's really what differentiates ourselves. We don't exist for ourselves, but we exist for the people that we care for. We want to help older adults maximize their potential physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, because isn't that what living life to the fullest all about? So the chaplains are responsible for the spiritual health of our residents.
Right, not leaving that behind.
That is a major part of what we do.
Lutheran Connection again.
The Lutheran Connection. This is for 100 fictitious dollars. Along with being the founder of LSS, Reverend Johann Boehner was also a large part in the foundation of these Lutheran organizations. A, Lutheran Family and Children's Services, B, Concordia Seminary, C, the Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis, or D, all of the above.
D.
It is D.
Yeah.
He was a very busy person from what it sounds like.
They managed to wear a lot of hats back in those days, and it was impressive the zeal that they had for doing. And it we inherit this, right? Mm-hmm. And so it is important for us to take that and put that same zeal in. Let's run with In the News for 300.
In the News for 300 fictitious dollars. Okay. LSS recently received the Signature Healthcare Foundation's Senator Paul Simon Award. This award was given for quality care and cost efficiency in our short-stay rehabilitation, which is better known as what?
John?
Reach.
Reach.
Mm-hmm. It's how we've branded our short-term stay communities so that it's easily identifiable by people.
Okay.
And it originally meant rehabilitation through achievement, but we've just said
reach. Right. And so just talk about what is short-term stay. What does that usually mean for somebody?
Okay. A lot of older adults are having joint replacements. Maybe you need your knee replaced or hip replaced, and you've gone to the hospital, you've had your surgery, and the cost structure of hospitals are so great that they want to get the person out as quickly as possible.
Right.
Many times that person is not ready to go to their own home, so they can come to our REACH units where they can receive their care, they can have their therapy every day.
Right.
And we've done an excellent job of being able to reduce our average length of stay to be able to get that older adult back on their feet again so that they can return to their home and continue to live independently.
Again, something I think a lot of people would really want to know exists and love to know exists, but maybe don't, because you just assume that the hospital is your only option.
Mm-hmm.
And Lutheran Senior Services gives you a place to go in the middle. That's cool. And we're going to just kind of go this way. In the News again for
$200. In the News for $200, okay? This year, the St. Louis Business Journal recognized Lutheran Senior Services for the fifth year in a row as a healthiest employer. One reason why is our participation and promotion of health-related activities, including this memory-related walk.
Golly, I don't know at all. Go ahead, John.
The walk to end Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Alzheimer's is a dreaded disease that is impacting more and more older adults. And the research that is necessary to come up with a cure to Alzheimer's, we very much want to support.
Sure, sure.
So many of our residents and our staff participate in the walk to end Alzheimer's.
And is Alzheimer's something that as a community you deal with and face quite a bit?
Oh, quite a bit.
Yeah.
Well, in our communities, we call it our memory care units, where our staff is specially trained to be able to care for older adults that have memory issues.
I know that in my experience as a parish pastor, many of the communities I would visit that cared for older adults could not help with someone who was dealing with Alzheimer's. They just weren't equipped for that.
Yeah.
And so again, a wonderful gift to everyone to know that that's there. Is there any one of these that I need to make sure I ask?
That you sure? Oh,
we're
let's
running
see.
Got about 3 minutes here.
3 minutes here. Well, I think because it is our 158th birthday, maybe we should cover the history.
Okay.
Ones.
So we'll start with 100 and then move straight into 300 from there. You got it?
Perfect. I do. Lawn Reach. Okay. So Johann Baner founded the first Protestant hospital west of the Mississippi River. 158 years later, LSS is rooted in that successful endeavor and now serves over 11,000 older adults through its Christian mission. What is that mission?
That probably is like right here at the top of the stuff you gave me to memorize. But I'll just let you say it, John. Okay. I'm sure you got it.
I do.
Yeah.
Older adults living life to the fullest.
Oh, well, you've told me this, Anne-Marie. I should know this. Older adults living life to the fullest.
Yes, and it comes directly from words Jesus had in John 10:10. Jesus said, I've not just come to give you life, but life in all
abundance.
Of its abundance.
Yeah, yeah. For $300.
For $300. In 1984, the Lutheran Hospital, so what we just talked about, what Reverend Baner started, it was actually sold. But from that sale, two organizations were formed. Name one.
Oh, golly. Both of them. When was this?
1984.
Holy moly. That's a blank spot in my Missouri Synod history. So, John, go for it.
Okay. The two organizations were known as the Lutheran Charities Association and the Lutheran Healthcare Association.
Okay. And what did they do? And are those RSOs?
At the time, I believe they were RSOs.
They were. Okay.
Is eventually... those two organizations split, and today they're known as the Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis.
Right, okay.
Which basically got all the proceeds from the sale of the hospital.
Right.
And has given over $100 million that have made our community a better place to live. And Lutheran Senior Services, we're the ninth largest nonprofit in the United States that provides senior living. So God has... prospered both organizations.
That is the voice of President John Kotowski of Lutheran Senior Services here to celebrate the 158
years. So now we're going to break out the cupcakes to celebrate.
With a minute left,
we always bring
cupcakes.
Food.
Yeah, that's right. That's why Andy wants to be here. So get the food. He's over there laughing. Give me a cupcake. So, but we also have Anne-Marie Wallace with us to talk about Lutheran Senior Services and the good work they're doing there. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk. This is his time, and let's have a cupcake. Where's the cupcakes? There we are. I don't know. The challenge with food and radio is in radio, you're supposed to... Here you go, John. It's blue.
Thank
you're
going
to have blue tongue the rest of the morning.
And hopefully you don't have any super big meetings. Or you have a toothbrush.
Andy. Andy says no. He's a party pooper. I want the chocolate because I don't want blue. this is his time. Thank you, Anne-Marie and John, for being here.
Cheers to 158 years.
Amen. Let's have some more.